It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This thing was earned.
Talk and Taz.
You earned the trip.
Sucks.
He's got a history of ripping apart farm systems.
The Celtics are bending over backwards.
I'm tired of the top line.
Question. This is your home for Boston sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bell was to the right. Now he'll try it into the backfield. Off the left hip of Darnold. Quarterback with the towel hanging from his belt. Has the snap go through his hands, over his head, into the end zone. And Darnold swats it out of the back of the end zone with J.C. Jackson in pursuit.
You still see ghosts.
Darnold on the snap from Khalil. Could not handle the snap. He batted it out of the end zone with a pair of penalty markers. Got away
illegal
with
it. Illegal bat. Offense number 14. This foul creates a safety. 2 points for New England. Safety kick from the
20-yard line. Heads up play by Sammy D, knowing the rules.
That is the one good thing he did do is prevent another touchdown.
He was accountable after the game. He showed everything you need in the leader.
That was crazy. I mean, there were points that the Patriots left on the table last night, too. Like, I mean, there was the one, was it Edelman who dropped that one pass that, no, it was Sony Michel. Sony Michel was the one pass that he would have walked into the end zone.
Yeah.
And then
Sony Michel proving himself to be fantastic.
You know, Edelman did have a drop, his seventh of the season, cost the Patriots a field goal try anyway.
Yeah. Sony Michel, it needs a gadget plays to get into the end zone.
I mean, listen, Fred, with the three touchdowns, people are going to look at that and think that, wow, I mean, look at this game that he had. He averaged 2 yards, just over 2 yards a carry, and got stuffed twice at the goal line. I mean, it's... I don't know. It has been disappointing, I think, this season for him. I still think, obviously, I'm not like you. I think last year what he did, especially in the postseason, made the pick worth it just for that. But you wanted a little bit more at this point.
Well, we can tell people how they can get their thoughts on the air.
Well, yeah, we'll do that.
Coming up after Will Brinson, because that's defending the wall talk right there, Rich. You stepped in it now. Will Brinson is senior NFL, is a senior, not the one. He's just one of the other jabronis. He's a senior NFL writer for CBSSports.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Brinson, hello.
I think there's a couple of us senior NFL writers. And look, I'm really proud of you guys for finding a way to nitpick the Patriots after a 33.
Been the show.
No.
The show has been, in the course of a night, Sam Darnold has gone for a quarterback that's going to have a good career to a quarterback that is an abject failure. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, second-year quarterbacks are now 5-34 against Bill Belichick since 2001. So I'm not going to put that one on Sam Darnold. I think Adam Gase got his pants pulled down in front of everyone on national television. Bill Belichick, not like I'm the only one saying this, but Bill Belichick is basically this is his opus, right? Like he has created this secondary that is making young quarterbacks see ghosts. Yeah, the oldest quarterback that he's going to have to face, I think, all season is Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, you look at maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick, I guess, if you want to count him too. But like, I mean, they've got like Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Dalton / Ryan Finley, Josh Allen, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick / Josh Rosen left. I mean, none of those guys are veteran quarterbacks. They're none of those guys have great offensive lines. None of those, maybe the Cowboys do, but you know, none of those guys have skill weapon guys that are going to beat the secondary. I mean, he's crafted this secondary that locks everybody down. The only guy that you have to really worry about is Lamar Jackson, who might see if, you know, if he runs man coverage on him 90% of the time, then Lamar Jackson's going to run for 250 yards. But I mean, this is a secondary built to destroy young quarterbacks in a league full of young quarterbacks playing at higher levels than we expect. So I'm not going to write off Sam Darnold based on him getting embarrassed by Bill Belichick.
Okay, so that side of the ball, I mean, the Patriots are obviously dominant. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, there's the offensive line needs some pieces. We know that there's been injuries. Josh Gordon's been out. So they just got Mohamed Sanu. They traded for him this morning. And there's kind of, first of all, do you believe that a second round pick is a little steep for Mohamed Sanu, and B, how do you think he's going to fit into the system?
Well, if you can, go ahead and bet on him to throw a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
That's because, what we've been talking. Yeah, he's a triple threat.
He's like the greatest. He's the greatest non-quarterback in NFL history. And seriously, if you can bet the over, the over will be it'll be number of players to attempt a pass in the Super Bowl. They always had that prop, and it's always 1.5, right? Or 2.5, excuse me, because, you know, you got two quarterbacks. Are you going to get a third guy? Now you got Edelman and Mohamed Sanu. Are you kidding me? I mean, look, I think it's a very nice pick for the Patriots. I understand it's a second round pick, but it's not, you know, you're talking about a second round, a bottom of the second round pick, right? This is not going to be a, you know, 40th overall or anything like that. And Mohamed Sanu is a veteran guy who can work underneath, can also go up top a little bit. You can utilize him in jet sweeps. He's going to come in. He's going to have a mind meld with Brady early on. And to get that veteran presence in there to go alongside Julian Edelman, Jacoby Myers has been great, but I mean, he's still a rookie. You know, he's still developing a rapport with Brady. I think adding all the weapons you could possibly add before the trade deadline makes a lot of sense, given that you can't really trust Josh Gordon to be there for the rest of the year, you know, as good as he is. And, you know, Edelman is up there in age, and, you know, the rest of the guys you have are largely rookies. So I like the move. Look, the Patriots offense is a work in progress, and If that's where you're at after 7 weeks of the season, that you have a historically great defense that might be the greatest pass defense ever, and also have a Tom Brady, a future Hall of Famer in Tom Brady, developing a work in progress offense, I think you're in pretty good shape.
Hey, by the way, and then people are coming after the T, who is quite frankly a football guru, and saying that all of a sudden now that they played Sam Darnold, you're finally giving the Patriots defense credit. What's your complaint? Yes, I'm giving them credit.
Well, that wasn't the hardest test in the world.
No, that he was that bad. I mean, says a lot about the defense that he was seeing ghosts, which I wish he could.
Ghost on national television.
He was Mike.
I know, and that's going to follow him
forever.
It's
going to follow him until next year, a year from February, when he's playing for the prize.
Mm-hmm.
When he's got that Lombardi in his hand, and Brady's playing for the Vikings.
Sam Darnold is a good quarterback on a team with in a tough division with a coach who may or may not be a fraudulent quarterback whisperer.
Or right. A guy who has made his money and has checked out a long time ago.
I mean, a guy who had like a year or a couple of years where he ran incredible offenses and then hasn't really had good offenses since he left Peyton Manning. I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So looking at the rest of the schedule, I think this was the week that I finally bought into what the Ravens are doing. I mean, the defense is really good. And Lamar Jackson, here's my only worry about them, is that is he going to get – he's the fifth most rushing yards of anyone in the NFL, and he's a quarterback? That to me just says –
leads the NFL in yards per carry.
That says recipe for injury disaster. We've seen it happen a ton with these new mobile quarterbacks. However, I'm a believer. As long as he stays healthy, that team is dangerous. How much do you buy in to what they're selling right now?
Yeah, he's at six overall in terms of rushing yards, right behind Zeke Elliott, Nick Chubb, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, and Dalvin Cook, averaging 69 yards per carry. Yeah, it's insane. My concern coming into this year with the Ravens initially was that Lamar Jackson would run the ball too much and he would suffer an injury, because even if he was doing a good job of avoiding hits, that you know, inevitably, you know, like last year against Tampa Bay, he took it looked like he might have suffered a concussion when he got down early and somebody fell on him. Like, you know, that stuff just happens in the NFL. But he's doing a really good job of avoiding contact. They're not leaning on his arm. They're not leaning on his legs. Excuse me. They're really not. Like, they're not asking him to run to win. Now, if he is getting an opportunity to run, he's using it, and he's one of the best running quarterbacks you'll ever see in your entire life. I mean, he is so fast, and his acceleration is unbelievable. I mean, it's very Michael Vick like when he takes off, I keep thinking, oh my god, like I'm gonna see that left arm in the air, and then you forget he's actually right-handed. I think the statistics that he put up on Sunday in Seattle, that the numbers belie how he actually played. And it's 9 of 20, right? Is not what you want to see for 143 yards. But Mark Andrews there, who's a stud young tight end, was targeted 8 times, had 2 catches. He had 3 just horrendous drops.
Yeah.
Like, one should have been a touchdown. One should have been converting a 3rd and 15. All 3 were just, you know, put on the money by Lamar Jackson. And then the other thing that he's doing that I think is really interesting, you know, we praise Patrick Mahomes for these crazy throws from different angles and all that. If you watch Lamar Jackson, there's a 3rd down where he converts to Hayden Hurst on the sideline. Hayden Hurst on the catch of the day. And he's rolling right, and he just fires with like this weird arm slot, this dart into Hayden Hurst on the sideline. It looked like he was almost throwing it away. That's how just close to the edge it was. And it's just perfectly converted. And then there was another one where I think he threw it to a running back. I want to say it was Mark Ingram, but I'm not entirely sure. But he's like, he rolls out late and he like basically throws it underneath sidearm. It's almost like a submarine pitcher. And I think the kid's only 22, and he's really developing as a passer in ways that I think people aren't fully understanding based on the stats and based on his rushing yards.
Is he developing like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a Sam Darnold-style butterfly, yeah.
You get today. You get today.
I get today.
Not you, the who's, audience. You get today, and then I'm going to start throwing punches.
What's the Jets bounce-back game? Who do they play next?
Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Then it gets easy. The next 3 after Jacksonville are very easy.
Look, their schedule the next 7 weeks. I mean, I'm not saying that the Jets are going to make I said this on my podcast last night, and I'm sure it's up this morning. I'm sure I'll regret it in like 2 weeks. But I was like, I think the Jets are going to make a playoff push or a playoff run. I don't think they're going to get in the playoffs. But they have the Jaguars, Dolphins, Giants, Redskins, Raiders, Bengals, and Dolphins again. That is the easiest 7 games you can put on an NFL schedule.
Yeah, just ask the Patriots. Now, I'll tell you this, is that they won't get to – they'll lose Leonard Williams, and then they'll get a nice – they'll sit around 4th in the draft, and they'll get themselves a nice defensive tackle again that they can put right next to Williams. All right, listen, Will Brinson, everyone check out his podcast over there at CBSSports.com. Read him. We appreciate everything.
Enjoy National Sam Darnold Day, guys.
All right, thank you. I'm starting to feel like a tiger trapped in the corner. All right, so there, Rich, there, a lot of people like to take shots at the Pats. More than any other thing maybe in the country.
Well, they hate us because they ain't us, Fred.
Yep, and I mean, if it ain't that bozo Goodell, it's some stupid mouth breather, not giving him any credit, talking about everything but the game. So we have a contest for someone to get ticks to a game, but you got to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
You're essentially going to be a member of the show, and we'll tell you how in just a moment.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Here's Sam Darnold on the mic.
Seeing ghosts.
That's not good. They're going to keep bringing it. I would too. No, and they are.
Here comes Collins on a left Darnold quickly and low. Throws an interception right into the hands of Devin McCourty. The Patriots went after Darnold, and McCourty has another pick. His 5th of 2019. Darnold takes the snap, drops back with a twist up front. Throws off the back foot to the end zone, picked off by Daron Harmon. Harmon lands across the goal line for a touchback.
They got this kid scared.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing
ghosts. That's not good.
He takes it. There's a blitz coming. He's hit. He floats one across the middle. Intercepted by Gilmore. Rises from the turf at the 30. Runs it back wide across the 35-40. Gilmore tries to get outside. And he is clipped down on the far side of the field by Crowder.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good.
And here comes Simon on a blitz. He gets to the corner. Ball's loose. Patriots recover. John Simon gets to the quarterback. And he flies into his feet. Van Noy runs left to the 25-20. 15-10. Cuts it right to 5. Kyle Van Noy is into the end zone. He's got another scoop and score. Dabs in the pocket. Throws off the back foot of the end zone. Intercepted. Leaping in front of the intended receiver, Terrence Brooks. Another back foot throw. Picked off by the Patriots.
Attaboy, Sammy D. Off the back foot all day. Knock, knock. Guess who's here? The boogeyman coming.
Seeing ghosts. Seeing ghosts. That's not good.
Intercepted.
That's not good.
Darnold has the snap go through his hands, over his head, into the end zone. And Darnold swats it out of the back of the end zone with KC Jackson in pursuit. Darnold. On the snap from Khalil, could not handle the snap.
He's still seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good.
I see ghosts. 98.5, the sports. By the way, the frauds on ESPN right now are showing a commercial for that Paul Rudd piece of crap. I mean,
they're part of the conspiracy.
I mean, leave it to ESPN. They're playing, probably playing it for free because all the versy that was going on.
The versy.
I mean, they're just like, leave it to ESPN. The frauds over there start playing a commercial for a show just because Brady's in hot water. Dude, he was super motivated last night. All right, hey. Rich, especially on this show, and then those clowns in the afternoon, and then that guy. I mean, the Jaylen Brown got signed yesterday. The Patriots won, and they signed traded for Mohamed Sanu. And bozos are talking about the Brady video. Give me a break. And that's the thing about media, local media, national media. Mm-hmm. The fan bases of other media, they're so jealous.
They're all haters. They are jealous of the success.
And they have an agenda.
They do. And as a matter of fact, this station has been accused many a time of having an agenda. The Brady and Klein 2-6 show, there's many people who are very upset about Fred, you and your love of all things Jets.
Yeah.
You do not like the way you were defending Sam Darnold this morning.
No.
Saying he had an amazing game, which
is
totally a lie.
He wasn't his fault.
So we do need the voice of that person.
Someone, and not like, oh, hey, I wear an outfit to the game. Not some sucker.
Someone who gets front of the line access when they call in. Someone who will put us in our place, especially Fred. He's the king of the haters.
So someone who's going to defend this wall.
Because it needs to be defended. And if you are the best at defending that wall, not only will you get tickets to this weekend's Patriots game, but you will also be crowned the Patriot Protector of New England.
Now, you've done, so far, you've done your job. You got 5 parody accounts. You've been attacking people. They're reading the tweets. You're getting inside their heads. You're making changes. I mean, you've been doing your work. Maybe you'll call into a show occasionally, but maybe probably not. But there's so much more you can do. We need someone, because let's face it, the show's tanking. And we need the station's tanking. And we need someone who, at a moment's notice, can right the wrongs of what's been saying. When I start going cuckoo about something and showing my anti-Patriots takes, someone that can call in and put me in my place.
Mm-hmm.
Because, much to people's dismay, I have a personal Twitter, but people rarely tweet me at it because I don't tweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and that makes me a coward. And we've discussed this in meetings. If I'm going to be a coward and not listen to people on Twitter,
you got to face the music.
I got to face the music in some way.
We see it all the time. It's like, why don't you ever talk this? Why are you guys always hating? Well, we need somebody who's the voice of the people, the voice of the Patriots, to defend the honor of the New England Patriots. And that person is going to be named the Patriots Protector. And how do you become this person who will ultimately win tickets to this weekend's game?
If you have a picture of Brady as your avatar with several rings, if you have really messed up teeth and a picture of you and Tom Brady, which is weird how you got it. What? And you've been tweeting at me. Tweeting at me for 10 years.
Right. I mean, it's like you can kick a field goal between.
Yeah, maybe
those
get those teeth fixed. Not so, worry I mean, about me so
I mean,
much.
John Wall would feel like the cool kid in school if he was sitting next
no,
to him.
No, John wasn't deformed. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
He don't like me at all.
No, he does not like you, Fred. Not at all. But we need somebody who could put Fred and, of course, everyone else at this station in their place if there ever seems to be someone going a little over the line when it comes to drinking all that haterade. Here's how you submit to be part of this. Submit a 2-minute maximum video via Twitter. You can start now. The cutoff is 10 a.m. on Thursday. And you must have this amazing hashtag. Hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. Thank you, lawyers.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. You must be 18 or older and tag us with hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. We are going to pick our three best videos. And the three of you will come into studio Friday morning, and you will have to go face-to-face and debate Fred on how much Sam Darnold sucks and how much the Patriots are awesome.
It's just more of, like, it doesn't even have to be about Sam Darnold, because he did suck last night, but just more about how, like, the show, myself, how I'm anti-Patriots, how slanted my opinions are, how we talk about anything but what's important, that on Monday night we're... Like on Monday, for instance, we're talking about some stupid TV show, but the Patriots are playing a game. That. Now, I have a clue. I don't want to tell you how to make your video. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you could go through your Twitter account and show that you've been, like, texting at Mortensen and at, like, you know, major people and you've been pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
It can't hurt, can it, Rich?
It can't hurt. As a matter of fact, I've got a tweet right here from someone at DynastyDriven77.
Okay.
The avatar looks like a picture of Rob Gronkowski with someone on his back. I can't click on it here. And he goes, Touch and Rich are mocking their own station's Patriot coverage, but unfortunately for them, they're right. Hashtag tabloid trash radio is the new norm on 98.5 of Sports Hub. You, sir, could be
that's exactly what
Patriots
we're looking for.
Patriots protector.
If you can find a way to secure transportation to a building, Dynasty Driven, you could easily win. Now, click on his account and read some of his tweets.
Okay.
This might be the guy. This might be the personification of what we're looking for.
Are you somebody that when you tweet the station or you tweet like Greg Bedard or Ben Volen, when you tweet them, you know you're in their dome?
Yeah, this is someone who's weaseled their way into the domes of the media.
We need somebody who will just get in the face.
All right, tell me what Dynasty Driven.
I'm clicking through right now. He retweeted 6 rings. Felgramaz will bitch and moan and cry about the second rounder for 4 hours today.
He's already calling him out.
I like this guy. But they gave up a second-round pick, and he's got a picture of that guy who's screaming when Donald Trump won president. You know, the safe space guy.
This is a preemptive strike against Felger and Maz. This guy's got his feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got a preemptive strike already. He's way ahead of the game. At 9:30, he's all prepared for two. He's letting you know through his Twitter account. Felger and Maz are going to not like the Sanu pick. Yawn.
He tweeted somebody who did not like the Patriots, and it's a meme that has that Gordon Ramsay, and it says, "What are you, an idiot sandwich?"
Oh, that's awesome. He probably got crawled right into that guy's dome.
So this is what
I'm
talking
about. Are you looking at tweets and replies?
Yes, yes.
Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, all the replies.
Tweets and replies.
There's a lot of memes of the person who found a safe space screaming.
So it's a big Trump supporter as well.
I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, I'm going to guess so. All right, well, there you go.
But we need that. We need someone.
We need the personification of Dynasty Driven.
We need, if you...
Dynasty Driven's obviously not going to come because he has to keep his cloak of anonymity in order to have his... to be effective.
We will put you right to the front of the line, if anyone's stepping out of line, to scream at whoever is on the air at that time.
But there is the cloak of anonymity.
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 Yeah. Anonymity. I mean, this guy is dynasty driven.
So he said, didn't
he's
Scott...
driven for a dynasty.
So did Scott Zolak already win this?
Scott Zolak, unfortunately, gets paid good money.
Yeah.
But this is you're doing it for pride. The tickets are just a throw in your way. The tickets are just motivation to come in.
Yep.
But this is like for the rest of my life.
Yes.
You are on this station.
You are going to be a
show
member.
You're defending the wall.
You're defending the wall. So make a video. You have all the way until Thursday morning at 10 a.m. It's got to be less than 2 minutes. Got to be 18 plus, and tweet it to the 98.5 Sports Hub account and use the hashtag. Here it is once again: Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. And if you need any more information, just go to our Twitter account or to 98.5sportshub.com. And on Friday. Somebody found a tweet from at DynastyDriven77 about you, Fred.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
No one can mail it in like the lazy and obese Fred Tutcher with a poo emoji.
I'm not obese. I'm overweight.
September 23rd, this is written. Just another embarrassingly lazy product put out by Freddie T. Feel bad for Tutcher Rich, who actually tries to put out a quality product. I like this guy.
Yeah, Rich is trying to put out a quality product, but I'm here stepping all over it and smashing it into poo.
Dynasty Driven, you have to. You're exactly what we're looking
for. We're looking for Dynasty Driven. Come on in here.
You're exactly. I want
you to, can take the elevator.
I would put you to the front of the
wear
line.
Wear a mask. Dan has it right. You can protect your identity.
Oh.
Good call.
And we don't have to know who you are. That's because right. Only promotions does.
You can,
if you don't want your identity, we can give you something to like talk. Yes. Like a Castle Grayskull. They can talk through it.
It's like the Masked Singer?
Yes. Okay. You're allowed to wear a mask and disguise your voice. Okay? So that is true. But you have to bring those in yourself.
No, you've just doubled our output, man. Yeah, good call.
You are allowed to disguise your voice and to wear a mask.
You're
not allowed to touch me. But you are allowed to wear a mask and disguise your voice.
I just got a tweet that said, hopefully I'm not blocked by you fools like Volan, Bedard, etc. And you're seeing this. Way to embrace your station's blatant patriot hate. My video is coming, bitches. You will regret this idea. I don't think Fred's capable of debating.
That sounds like someone who's... that doesn't say... Check his Twitter. And
not when you click
legit
on his thing. No.
What's the avatar?
Once again... Oh, it's a Brady jersey.
Okay, good.
Once again, you're an effing idiot at Max Kellerman.
Oh, boy. That's a really good way to spend your time.
I like this. This is what we're talking about.
Yes, be like you're a psycho.
See, Fred will think you're a psycho. I think you're being rational.
Yes. So you can wear a mask and you can...
if you want to wear a mask,
or
you can.
Or you could be like on stilts so we don't know how high you are. You could get on your friend's shoulders and wear a trench coat.
If you complain about the coverage on this station that it's slanted anti-patriot, we need you.
Yeah. We need someone to set the tone.
There needs to be... We need to balance things out. What's the mask, Dan? The Mask Zinger.
The Masked Singer, yeah. Somebody dresses up as an arachnid. They come right in.
I am making the announcement right now. I am not going to be in the room with these people.
What are you talking about?
I got to be behind glass.
Well, I mean, you have to debate them. That's the whole thing.
I'm going to debate them on a microphone.
What, are you scared?
Yes! These people are psychopaths.
You should be.
Some anonymous Twitter account that tweets at us all the time. They're obviously psycho.
And have them sit over here by me, and you'll be next to the door and give you a head start if they charge you.
I don't know. I don't want them touching me.
Don't worry about it.
You're out
of the room when they all come in. We'll have them in one at a time, and then you sit next to the door.
You shouldn't have started the fire if you couldn't take the heat.
I can take the heat, but I don't want them touching me.
Well, put Bird in between. Bird,
that's right.
Security.
Bird would be perfect.
Bird has to stand in front of me.
Between
or
you guys.
Either side, yes.
No, he has to stand in front of me, and then I need someone big, too, because Mike's got work to do, but he's big. And then I need someone else big. Bring one of your loser friends to stand here. All right. You can wear a mask and disguise your voice.
There it is.
But I need, I'll tell you what I'm wearing. A suit of garbage bags.
Here's another dynasty driven on. LOL, Fred Toucher, such a salty butthurt. Jets fan, Jets choke yet again at home in the fourth quarter. Buffalo, Patriots win by 30. Best wide receiver in football signing today. Hey, at least you have Mayfield. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. Well.
See, I'm telling you, I want this guy to submit it.
Yeah. You got to come in and on. I mean, you can keep your anonymity because that's.
Anonymity.
Like, shut up. You're like Spider-Man. Well, this should be fun. All right. I don't want any of you touching me. That's all I request. I don't want any, and believe me, there's plenty of room in studio.
Friday morning.
These chairs can hold a lot of weight. So don't.
They've been tested. Friday morning.
Dynasty driven, come in because you called me obese, which technically I'm not. I'm well into just overweight. But but if you come in and you're fat, points off.
Someone said the best singer is John Dennis.
I'm not having that psychopath come in here. John Dennis. If I see John Dennis, I'm skedaddling. That guy's like a wet cat.
No, that guy's
a wet
that's
cat.
That's not a guy you want to be close to. No,
no, John
I'm
Dennis.
Completely on that. No, John I'm Dennis, out of the room if
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah, he's a wet. He's
no,
ornery. He's
no.
All old and ornery.
No,
he could keel over at any
different
moment.
Zip code if that guy shows up.
Yeah, he could make himself have a heart attack.
Not a chance.
Podcast, the latest sports news. Sports news. And for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Tomorrow, beginning of Celtics season. And we will find out whether or not having a very good team without a center will get you anywhere. So we, when are we going to start having Mike Gorman on?
I don't know. Good question.
He hasn't gotten back. I haven't tweeted him, texted him back, but he texted me about getting together this summer, and then I texted him, and then he never texted me back. I wonder if I somehow have offended the man.
No.
He wouldn't be the first one.
No, we saw him at Media Day, and he was great, and he was fine. He was asking about coming back on again. It's just that, you know, that was like a month ago. So.
Did he ask of me?
He did. He said, tell Fred I said hello. He was asking if you were there, and I said, of course not.
Yeah.
And so we should probably get him in. We should see if maybe even tomorrow to preview the game. That would be cool if we could get him on.
Takes up some time.
But somebody who will be very happy is Jaylen Brown. The guy just got paid a lot of money, although once the details started to come out, it's not quite as much as we all had originally
heard. What is the final number?
Okay, here's the final number.
Like in its totality.
4 years, guaranteed salary of $103 million. He can secure $8 million in incentives if he wins MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, or makes one of three All-NBA teams.
Okay, so I'm like listening, but what's the math? How much a year is that?
He's getting about 20 guaranteed, like $26 million a year.
Okay, because that puts him in rarefied air.
So I have a list, actually thank you to Joe Murray.
I have it too.
Out. Yeah, this is a great
Joe
list.
Murray, who wrote me an apology letter, which was so unnecessary.
It
kind of made me feel bad.
If you put things in perspective, when you take a look at the average salary yearly, the players that he's going to be making the same amount of, let me just go down the list. Now, these people are all making between $27 and $28 million a year. We're talking people like Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, Devin Booker, Karl-Anthony Towns, Kristaps Porzingis, Joel Embiid, Andrew Wiggins, Nikola Jokic, DeMar DeRozan, Vucevic, Al Horford, Kevin Love. I mean, these are big names. And what that says to me is that they're kind of stuck. Yeah, like now the pressure's now on. Like, you better be good.
Because these guys that he is comparable to in pay are, you know, the major cog, if not the major cog of their team, at least the second.
Yeah. Because this is somebody who should be the third best player on a championship team.
They're paying for future. The guy averages 11 points a game. They're paying for the future. Now, the one
Gambleroo.
Thing... Yeah, the one thing the Celtics have going for them here is the NBA salary cap is going to go up. And
not
this,
if China has anything
this,
to do with it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
This investment...
Stop that nonsense with the trade.
That's right. In theory, it should go up. This investment will look cheaper as the contract goes along.
The other thing,
and
too, is, John,
if you average $25, $26 million a season, I don't think that puts you in the top 40.
And here's the thing, too, is that
of NBA per year salary.
No,
that,
but it put, but you're...
You're making. I mean, you're making.
You're making very, very. That's splitting
you're making
hairs.
A lot of money. You're paying him for future, not hairs. For past.
You're basically making Andre Drummond money and Anthony Davis money and D'Angelo Russell money and Devin Booker money.
Now,
in the last year of his contract, though, that's going to change.
No, he gets $28 million next year.
No, I think he's
that's a player option.
Yeah, it's player option. Okay. So, but the other thing is too is that the free agency class next year is like there's nobody there. So somebody would have stolen him if the Celtics liked him. This was a smart move for them to lock him up.
Plus, they're not going to re-sign Tatum.
So of course they are.
For what? Veteran minimum?
Yes. You didn't see that coming?
Yeah, of course. They did not see that coming. Now, one thing
you're
that
the one who asked Ainge the question.
That's the truth. One thing I will say is that last night, if you watched the brand new Star Wars trailer, because who did not? You saw this. No, that's not the thing right there, but you did hear that. Oh, you heard this.
So there you have it. Just a taste of what you can expect in December. You can see how excited First Trooper to my right here is.
No,
he
unfortunately.
Sounds like he doesn't feel well.
Well, I mean, he doesn't look like he feels well when he was doing that. Well, here is something you might have seen.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
See, for a minute I was going, no, don't kill C-3PO. And then I was like, oh, God, yes, please kill C-3PO. He's annoying. He's always sucked. If you kill Chewbacca, however, I'm ripping some nuts
off. All right. Rush in here, Nick, like your life depended on it. Because Rich has informed me that this is the last Star Wars of this. I mean, this has been 40 years of Star Wars.
Like, they're going to start in a new universe, I think.
And then, Nick, I mean, if you thought the Avengers was
emotionally
exhausting.
No, I'm not impressed that they lost me after Last Jedi.
Okay,
completely.
You say that.
Mm-hmm. J.J. Abrams is back.
But that being said,
Nick, calm down.
Oh,
you're getting hysterical. The Avengers. What was the length of time that the Avengers had movies?
Iron Man was 2007, 2008.
Oh, 2008.
Okay, all right. So you had 11 years of movies. Star Wars, Nick, is your youth. Star Wars is a tale.
Star Wars was 10 years old when he was born.
Yeah, at his youth. So this is the end. Will you be able to make it through the movie?
I think so, yeah.
It
might be tough.
The Joker was very tough on you, too.
Well, that was dark and sad and everything.
And twisted. Look at how dark this comic movie is.
I got super skinny. Give me an Oscar.
Did you hear that 30 Seconds of Mars, Jared Leto actually tried to get that movie to stop from being made because he was so pissed that they didn't ask him back to be the Joker? He there's now a paper trail of lawyers that he tried to contact to get them to stop from making
that movie.
He was
like a good actor for a minute, too.
He's a very good actor, but he sucked as the Joker. Okay. Like, he was the worst.
But we don't have to be worried about you seeing this?
I think I'm gonna be okay.
Because the three cook. And then he breaks gas.
Wait.
Like dead robots do.
Was that RTD too?
No, it's C-3PO. Hey, why am I?
He doesn't really beep, I don't think.
Yeah, no, he does. No. R2-D2 beeps.
Mm-hmm. R2-D2, yeah. He blows up.
He does.
Wait, yeah.
When?
Spoiler.
You ruined
it.
You know how Michael Hutchinson went out? They find C-3PO hanging from a closet rod.
C-3PO from asphyxiation. Yeah.
His parts are all over the place.
No, his parts are fine. All his lights are gray.
Sure.
I get rolled up into his head.
Right. Right.
R2-D2 walks in, and there's just a moment of silence, and then you just hear this little... And he walks away as if he never saw it.
That's because he doesn't want people to find. No, he takes the body and he takes the 3PO and he puts it on the bed so no one knows. Would that satisfy your bloodlust?
He's got music playing when no one's in the room. He's been listening to the greatest hits of the Ewoks.
That's the last thing he hears.
And he's hanging there with a belt.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Awful. Yep. By the way, Last Jedi was a good movie. I just know you didn't like that one scene with what's-her-name, and I agree with you. That was a really weird scene.
Did it make him sad? Or did it confuse him?
Just not believable.
It was weird. I still don't even... I just write it off. I'm like, they get a mulligan.
When I finally saw the movie, I texted Rich, too. I was like, what the hell is this? He's like, I
don't know.
Not paying attention to it. Just let it go.
So there was the one where they kill Han Solo, and then the next one was the one you're talking about?
Yes, the middle one of this trilogy.
Where they kill Skywalker.
Yes. I liked the one where they killed Han Solo.
That's J.J. Abrams.
That is
back.
Good.
Yeah. It's back.
I thought that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else real quick?
Sure. Oh, Javonte Green, by the way, made the final roster. I was telling you, and everyone's saying that they reminded him of who? Who is the player that they're all saying that he reminds him of?
I don't know. Who?
Tony Allen. Okay. How he came in and tore it up. I think Danny Ainge even said that yesterday. But we were talking about that. What was the name of the dude that they signed for like 5 days and they said they were going to make the 15th spot?
Max Strus.
Yeah, Max Strus. Gone. Done.
Yeah.
And so they got Javonte Green in, and hopefully you've got a team that will do something, but I don't know how the hell you're going to be able to defend a guy like Joel Embiid.
The lack of a center.
You don't have a center.
The lack of a center is really going to hurt this team.
Embiid and Simmons. I mean, you got Twin Towers.
Don't
going
forget
on
Al.
There.
Don't forget Al Horford.
Yeah, you got. Do you know, according to the without shoes on, Embiid and Simmons are the same height?
No.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to play the new 2K, NBA 2K8.
Read Deadspin. They just did something about how terrible it is.
I can't figure out how to play it. Like, yeah.
Get the one with Antetokounmpo on the cover.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one. Yep. Yeah, I play that with my son. Yep. All right, everyone, enjoy the boys out at Gillette. Sammy D, baby. This is only going to prove to motivate him. From this day on, Brady Jr. takes off. That'll do it for us. Oh, did you ever find what Manning's worst game was?
It was in the 30s. It was in the 30s. Third game of his career, like 33, 34.
So. There you go. All right, everyone, have a great day. That'll do it for us. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.